Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Shin number 88. Tes Sivan Toshin Samaches. Today we had Isruchag. We just finished the Yontif of Shuas, Kabbalah Satayra, a refreshing, a renewal of acceptance of the Torah, which is the segue for tonight's shir, because tonight's shir will be discussing the third paragraph of Shema. This is part 7 of Shema. And in it, we will be discussing primarily the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis is to remind us of all of the mitzvahs. Shuas, we accept the Torah once again. And comes now the parasha of tzitzis to remind us of all of the mitzvahs. Let's just see inside. We have in front of us, this parasha of tzitzis is found where? Parasha Shlach. At the end of Parasha Shlach. So let's see inside what we're saying here. The pasuk starts, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael. And what should you tell them? Vamar Talem, and you should tell them, Vasulem tzitzis. They should make tzitzis. Al kan fevik deyem, on the corners of the garments, l'dayroisam, forever. V'nosnu al tzitzis, hakonof b'sil t'cheles, and on the tzitzis you should place b'sil t'cheles. And t'cheles, a blue, a color we're not always so familiar with today. And what should you do? U'r'isam o'isoy, and you should see them. U'zachartem, the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis, u'zachartem, is called mitzvahis Hashem. You should see the tzitzis and remember all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. And when one remembers, then va'asisem oisam, then he will come to do them. Step number one, make for yourself tzitzis. Step number two, wear the tzitzis, perform the mitzvah properly. Step number three, tzitzis will come to zechira, remembering. Step number four, after you remember, one remembers, va'asisem oisam, he will come to do. If one forgets, he won't come to do. How many times does a person's wife, does a person's mother, ask the spouse, the child, to go do something, and the person says, I forgot. Or better yet, I never heard you say that. Why is that? Because it didn't go in one ear to go out the other ear. It wasn't important to the person. Or he didn't remember. He didn't make for himself a sign. If he made a sign for himself, then he would not have forgotten. Hashem is telling us over here in this parasha, make for yourselves a sign to remember to do all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'asisim oisam, and you shall do them. And then the parasha continues, and you should do the mitzvahs of Hashem, and we should not go astray. V'lo yisusu acharei levavchem, we should not go astray after our heart's desires and after what our eyes see, because these things lead us astray. L'man tizkru, in order that we should remember, v'asisim is kol mitzvoisoi, and perform all the commandments of Hashem. And through that, v'isim kadoshim l'okeichem, will be separated, we'll be to Hashem, our God. The pasuk ends, ani Hashem l'okeichem, notice the double lashon, I am Hashem your God, who took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim that He should be for us a God. Once again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The repetition. This parasha of tzitzis has in it 5-6 different main points. As the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beis discusses, that there is a discussion in the Gemara, what should make it into the parasha, into the mitzvah of Shema, that Shema should be recited twice daily from the biblical commandment. What makes it into this commandment? So we already have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kivayin Machus Eloyo Elon Vayed, that we know is there. V'ahav Teis Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem your God. V'ayim Shemaya, to listen to the mitzvah of Hashem, to listen to the commandments of God. Now we come to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, the third paragraph. And the reason why it was inserted is for the following five things that this paragraph has in it. First, it has the mitzvah tzitzis, like we're discussing. It has the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of leaving Mitzrayim. It has all mitzvahs, the yoke of mitzvahs, to accept to do all the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'asisim is kol mitzvah Yisrael, you should do all the mitzvahs of Hashem. It has the das minim. What that means is, don't go after our heart's desires. Don't go after minus. Don't go after heresy. Hir hur aveiro, we should not think of forbidden, sinful desires. And hir hur avodah zara, we should not, we are warned here against idolatry. It is for this reason, these six important points, that this paragraph is recited twice daily, biblically, and once rabbinical, when we say it by the Kriya Shema Lamita. As we mentioned, this parasha is in Parasha Shlach. Parasha Shlach is the sad discussion of the downfall of the Meraglim, the 10 spies, when they entered into Mitzrayim, to spy the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the parasha ends with the mitzvah of tzitzis. What is the connection between the two? Is there a connection between the two? Between the beginning of the parasha, beginning with the meraglim, the spies, and they come back with this lashon hara, the slander, the gossip on the land of Eretz Yisrael, to the fact that Hashem gives us this mitzvah in Parasha Shlach at the end of this parasha, the mitzvah tzitzis. Before we continue, let's discuss a few halachas that until this point we are holding the tzitzis in our left hand in between our fourth and fifth fingers. Okay? Now we are switching the tzitzis into our right hand. When we start the paragraph Vayomer, we switch the tzitzis, we take it from the left hand and put it in our right hand. There are different minhagim. There's no just one way. There are different minhagim, there are different mefarshim, commentaries bring down different ways. But now when we say the word tzitzis, it's chavivas ha-mitzvah. It shows the love of the mitzvah, to kiss the tzitzis. Each time we say the word tzitzis. As well as ur'isim o'isoy, when we say the words ur'isim o'isoy, you shall see them, to kiss them and pass them over our eyes. And the mefarshim, the commentaries bring down, that it is a skula, a merit, for a person not to become a sagi nahar, not to become blind, chas v'shalom. Then when he says ur'isim o'isoy, he should kiss the tzitzis and put them, pass them over his eyes. And some say, pass them over their eyes, all the time when they say tzitzis as well. So we see the chavivis of the mitzvah, to kiss the tzitzis, and to pass them over the eyes. As well as by the talis gadol, when you wear the talis gadol, it's important that a person should try as much as possible, that the tzitzis should not be dragging on the ground. Many times they slip down, so if it's possible, to try to avoid that they don't fall down, and they should not drag on the ground to dirty the tzitzis, to mevaza, to disgrace the tzitzis. We have many statements from Chazal, from our sages, about the importance of this mitzvah of tzitzis. On one hand, we have the powerful words of the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis on Beis, that tells us, "Bovin tzitzis bonim meisim." If people are not careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, God forbid, person's children could die. Shiv menudim l'shamayim, seven people are excommunicated from heaven. One of these three is a person who does not wear tzitzis on his four-corner garment. Says Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kofi Gimel and Beis. On the other hand, the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Chaf Hei, tells us, Shekula mitzvah tzitzis connected kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah. The mitzvah tzitzis is equal to all of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvah tzitzis is equal to all of the 613 commandments. How do we understand that? In the Gematria, if we add up tzitzis, it comes out to 600. We have 8 strings, and we have 5 knots. 8 plus 3, 8 plus 5 is 13. 13 and 600 is 613. It's a remez, it's a hint to the 613 mitzvahs. But it's much more than that. It's much more than that. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel tells us, Chaviv in Yisrael, we are beloved to Hashem. Shesivivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvah Tzitzis B'gdehen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this commandment, this mitzvah tzitzis, on our garments. That we are, the mitzvah tzitzis are on all four corners. We're surrounded by mitzvahs. What is the obligation in regards to mitzvah tzitzis? Is if we have a four-cornered garment to put on tzitzis. So therefore, logic would say, if I don't have a four-cornered garment, do I have to wear tzitzis? The answer is no. So what happens if a person decides not to wear a four-cornered garment? Did he do anything wrong? He didn't put on the garment that requires him to wear tzitzis. So one would assume that he's fine. Says the Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph. I'm an Aleph. And the Gemara discusses this exact question. Is there anything wrong with a person not to wear, not to obligate himself in the midst of tzitzis, not to put on a garment with four corners? And the response was as follows. That at the time of the wrath of Hashem, this person will be punished as well. What that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzitzis, to protect ourselves. To protect ourselves, to remind ourselves of all of the mitzvahs. V'zchartem o'yisayim, you should put on the tzitzis to remember to do all of the mitzvahs. Here's a person that chooses not to put himself in the category of having to wear tzitzis. So one would say, oh, so what did he do wrong? A malach, an angel, he met Rav Katina. An angel had a conversation with Rav Katina. And the conversation was as follows. Will one get punished if he doesn't wear the tzitzis of a four-cornered garment, on a four-cornered garment? And the Malach answered back to Rav Katina that if there is a shas rischa, if Hashem has anger because Klal Yisrael are not performing the commandments properly, then this person will get swallowed up in that anger, in the punishments of Hashem. Why is it? Why is it that the person gets swallowed up with these bad times if he doesn't perform the mitzvah tzitzis? So Rashi says, "Tevakish tachbulois liftor atzmecha mitzitzis." A person's looking, searching for ways to excuse himself from performing mitzvahs. He's not going to wear a garment that has four corners, so this way he doesn't have to put on tzitzis. Kaloimar explains of Chaim Freelander. Even though you did not do away with a positive commandment, because he never wore a four-cornered garment in the first place. But since you didn't put on the mitzvah properly, you did not do the mitzvah properly, you didn't wear a garment with four corners, it shows a person's disgrace for the value of the mitzvah. For the value of the mitzvah that we just said, that this mitzvah is equal to all of the mitzvahs. So if he is disgracing this mitzvah of tzitzis, he is disgracing all of God's commandments. All 613 of his commandments. So this person, who decides not to put on a four-cornered garment, at the time of God's wrath, he'll be swallowed up with that wrath, with that punishment. What is the reason that Chazal give, that our sages give, for the mitzvah tzitzis? So, we have different understandings from Rishonim. Rashi tells us, it's called mitzvah Hashem. You should remember all the commandments of Hashem. Sheminyan gematria shel tzitzis Sheish meyois u'shmoyna chutin chamesha ksharim harei tafir gimel. As we mentioned earlier, Rashi explains that there's, if you add up six tzitzis with the five and eight, the eight strings and the five knots, you have 613. What Rashi is telling us that these mitzvahs, the mitzvah tzitzis, remind us of all 613 mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that Hashem wanted to surround us with mitzvahs, as the Gemara Menachos tells us, as we mentioned when we learned the shir of mezuzah, that a person who puts on tefillin, and a person who puts on tzitzis, and a person who uses his doorpost for the mezuzah and tefillin and tzitzis, this person will not come to sin. It's a constant reminder that there is a God in the world. The Gemara Menachos in the Mandala tells us another story. A story with a person who was very medactic with this mitzvah tzitzis. He was very exact to make sure to do this mitzvah very properly. The question is, what does this mean to do the mitzvah properly? Do we find ourselves doing this mitzvah? Do we find ourselves putting on this talis? Do we find ourselves putting on the tzitzis? And do we find ourselves having this reminder to perform all of the mitzvahs? Does it lead us to do 613 mitzvahs, or is it just another act? Mitzvahs anashim ulamada, an act that we do by rote, chas v'shalom, God forbid. Is it another act that when a person puts on the tefillin, that he's not thinking of what he's doing? This person, the Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Daled, he was very conscious of this mitzvah of tzitzis. And the Gemara tells us that he did this mitzvah to the highest level. However, he's a human being. And he has flaws, this person. So although this mitzvah he performed to tremendous heights, in regards to other averas, other sins, he had to strengthen himself. This person once heard about a certain lady, an immoral lady, who was far away. And he sent a message to her that he's on the way. He sent a message to her that he's on the way to this lady. He traveled over the seas. And the message was given that he has arrived. And the man comes in. And he's about to perform a sinful act. To at which point his tzitzis come and slap him in the face, the Gemara relates. The Gemara tells us that his tzitzis get up and slap him in the face and prevent him from performing this sin, from violating God's commandments. To which the lady is astounded. And she says, what is the nature of this? What is going on over here? And he says that these are my tzitzis and these are my witnesses. They have four corners, now they are like four witnesses. And if I would violate this act against God, as we said, this double lashon, this repetitive lashon, it repeats itself. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Yisrayim. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. For what purpose? L'yois lachem l'elokim. To be your God. Once again, the parasha ends with those same words. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. He explained to this lady that Hashem punishes Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And Hashem gives reward. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And he did not continue with this act. Even though this lady was a beautiful lady. As the Gemara relates. She is astounded by what just took place. She asks him his name. She asks him where he comes from. And she asks him where he studies. And he gives her this information. And she travels back to his town, back to the yeshiva, says the Gemara. And she speaks to the Rosh Yeshiva. And she relates the story that took place. Because she wants to join into the Jewish religion. And he says to her, the Rosh Yeshiva, if you're coming for ulterior motives to marry someone, we don't take you. And she says, no. That miracle of the tzitzit slapping him in the face woke me up. It woke him up and woke me up. And she was accepted. And the same act that was about to be performed in a sinful fashion, now this man and this lady were wed, b'kedusha v'tahara, in the purest of ways. That is the Gemara in Menachos. Tangentially, it's important to know that just like the Gemara tells us that a person will make X amount of money this coming year, a person will have X amount of happiness this coming year, a person will have X amount of sorrow, God forbid, this coming year, a person also will have X amount of pleasure in the coming year. A person has that ability to choose. Will he receive that pleasure in the sinful way? Or will he receive that pleasure, the same pleasure, in the permitted way? That's another message, another lesson this Gemara is teaching us. That this man eventually ended up marrying this lady. How did this come about? When was the last time we saw a tzitzis get up and slap someone? How do we understand to do the mitzvah tzitzis correctly? To that we turn to the Siach Yitzchak. Perish, a commentary on the Siddur of the Gra. And he tells us, he enlightens us as to the correct way to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he says as follows. Vasulem tzitzis, the pasuk says. Ur'isem oisoi, and you should see them. The word tzitzis, some explain, comes from the tzitz. The tzitz was placed on the forehead of the Kohanim. It was visible to all. Tzitzis is visible. One should see them. When one looks at the tzitzis, he can fulfill the positive commandment of when it says in the pasuk, whether he sees his own tzitzis, whether he sees other people's tzitzis. But he says, the Siach Yitzchak, he brings down that when a person wants to remind himself something, and if he ties a rope, a little string around his finger, but he doesn't tell himself as to why he's tying this little reminder, but he just ties that little string around his finger, some time later, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, when he looks at his finger and realizes, oh, he's going to remind himself now of something. But originally, he never told himself what to remember. So now when he looks at this reminder, it doesn't do him any good. It doesn't remind him of anything. Says the Siach Yitzchak, Urisem Oisoi, you should see the tzitzis. We should make tzitzis, we should put on tzitzis. But we should think about the mitzvah tzitzis. Misboinein, contemplate, concentrate. that before we put on the tzitzis, before we tie that little reminder on our finger, we should tell ourselves that this mitzvah tzitzis that we're about to perform in the morning is coming here to remind us of all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. And if we don't do this, and we just put on the talis and put on the tzitzis, it won't have that effect of reminding us of the 613 commandments. It won't have that effect of being equal to 613 mitzvahs. Because it will fall on the wayside of people doing things out of rote. He gets up in the morning, he puts on his yarmulke, he washes negel vaser, he says ma'ida ani, not in that order, and he puts on tzitzis, he brushes his teeth, he puts his key in his car without thinking, he rolls down the window, turns on the air conditioner, he puts on his talis, but it won't have that effect on him. The purpose of the mitzvah tzitzis, where isa maysoi, you should see them. L'man tizkeru, know that you should remember, as kol mitzvoisai, all of my commandments. The starting point is to remember and to realize and to concentrate and to focus. Why are we putting on that finger, that reminder on our finger? Why are we putting that little string on our finger? Why are we putting on the talis? Why are we putting on the tzitzis? And the reason for that is to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes concentration. That when we come to perform this mitzvah, we tell ourselves first, I am coming to perform the mitzvah of Hashem, to put on this talis, to put on this tzitzis. To remember all of the commandments of Hashem. One who performs the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, Gemara Shabbos tells us, in the future, will be rewarded with 2,800 servants. The Gemara Shabbos explains that a person who performs this mitzvah correctly will be rewarded in such a way, in such a fashion. How does the Gemara come to 2,800? The Gemara says, brings a pasuk, that the nations of the world, you know, there are 7 different languages, 70 different nations. They will come when Mashiach comes, Mashiach will arrive, Mi'ez Hashem, Mi'ez Hashem, and they will say, take us with you, because they will see the truth that we are the chosen nation. To which at that point, if they didn't come before this time, it's too late. Fan weather fan. You can't do it anymore. If you see the team is doing well, and all of a sudden you want to join. No, too late. Where were you all those years when they were in the bottom, last place? Klal Yisrael, all generations being trampled on, tortured. And now Mashiach comes. Now they want to join. No, it's too late. They're going to scream out to us, let us be your servants. And they're going to grab on to our tzitzis, says the Gemara. What that means is, how many tzitzis do we have? There are 70 nations. 10 from the nations, that's 700. 10 times 70. And there are 4 corners. 70, 700 times 4, 2,800. But this is for a person who performs the mitzvah of tzitzis correctly. And the starting point is that when one puts on his garment of tzitzis, the 4-corner garment, the starting point is to concentrate and to ask Hashem to help him that the mitzvah of tzitzis should be a reminder for all of the 613 commandments. in the 30s, 40s, 1930s, 1940s, there weren't so many yeshivas around in Brooklyn. Albert Azar from Deal, New Jersey, studied in Talmud Torah and then continued in his studies in the Mir Yeshiva, Ocean Parkway, under the Yeshiva of Rav Kamenovich, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. And then when he turned 20, he figured it's time to go make a living, and he left the Yeshiva. And he became a salesman, children's wear salesman, children's clothing. Part of his job, he had to travel, make connections, sell his clothing. While he left the yeshiva, unfortunately what sometimes might happen is his level of religiosity stayed in yeshiva. And one day he looked at his tzitzis that he was wearing and he said to himself, the tzitzis, they're a sign, they're a message, they're a uniform for an observant Jew, for a Jew who performs the commandments of Hashem. It's incorrect for me to wear the tzitzis if I don't perform the mitzvahs of Hashem. So this didn't wake him up. The tzitzis didn't slap him in the face and say, okay, I'll perform the mitzvahs of Hashem, I'll perform God's commandments. He took them off. Albert took off the tzitzis and continued on with his everyday life in his business world. He was planning a big business trip, working very hard, very long late hours. Came home, barely ate, and then he finally fell asleep because he was so tired. Suddenly he found himself renting a red Chevrolet, driving on the way to Louisville, Kentucky, on one of his business trips. He looks at his clock, his watch. He has a half an hour before the meeting. The roads, the highway's clear. Things are going well. And all of a sudden, the car starts spinning out of control. He's trying to grab control of the wheel, but he's not able to. The car spins a few more times, and he sees he's heading straight for a mountain. The car slams straight into the mountain. He hears the awful sound. He blanks out for a second. And his amazement, he's alive. He tries opening the door now. But the car was squished, sandwiched together. The door doesn't open. He screams for help. He's pulling the door, pushing the door. And all of a sudden he smells something. The car's on fire, and he can't get out. And he's pushing and screaming, and pushing more and screaming more, and then the car explodes. And he woke up. He wipes his forehead, realizes it was a dream. But he was petrified. Is something going on? Are they sending him a message in Shemayim? He goes to his Rav, Chacham Baruch Ben Chaim, and he tells him about his dream, his nightmare. To which the Rav, the Chacham, asks him, was there any mitzvah, was there any deed that you have been performing which suddenly has stopped? Or anything of the sort? And he's ashamed. He's ashamed to tell the Rav what happened. He's ashamed to tell the Chacham that not only is it a tzitzis that he's not performing, but it is all the commandments as well that he has left behind to his yeshiva days. But he tells the Rav how he recently took off his tzitzis, to which the Chacham told him, immediately, as soon as you leave here, you go and buy yourself a pair of tzitzis and you put them on. And he listened to the orders from the Rav, and he put on his tzitzis. Next few days, he's getting ready for his business trip. First, he leaves to Pittsburgh, then Cleveland, then Detroit, then Chicago. Now he finds himself in Kentucky, renting a red Chevrolet. Driving on the road with a half an hour to spare. And he's remembering that dream, that nightmare he had. And at that moment, the car starts to spin. Several times, just like it did in the dream. And he sees a mountain in front of him. And his car is heading straight for that mountain. And he can't control his car. And it smashes straight into the mountain. And he blanks out. He opens his eyes, and Baruch Hashem, he's alive. But once again, he knows the next step. He starts trying to open that door, and he's screaming for help. But this time, it's not a dream. And he's pushing the door to get it open. And there's a lady standing outside and tells him, "Don't worry, I saw what happened. I called the police. They're on their way." But remember the next part of the story, where he couldn't open that door and the car blew up. And he noticed some shattered glass by the window, and he dove out, he jumped out of it, and he screamed to the lady, "Run, get away from that car," because he smelled the car on fire. And he ran, and the car blew up. But this time he wasn't in it. And when the ambulance came and was taking care of him and took off his shirt to take off those shards of glass from him, they were about to remove his tzitzis, to which he said, "Don't touch them. They saved my life." True story. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, on Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph, that besides for the reward of mitzvahs, besides for the reward, the mitzvah offers protection to those who acquire them. This is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is connected to all hamitzvahs. Is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. How do we perform this mitzvah correctly? By using the gift, one of the greatest gifts that Hashem gave us, is our intellect, our brains. And that before we put on the mitzvah of tzitzis, before we perform this mitzvah of tzitzis, we contemplate, and we concentrate, and we dive into Hashem, and we ask Hashem to help us that this mitzvah of tzitzis should be that catalyst to help us remember all of the mitzvahs. And that's when the pasuk says, that you should put on the tzitzis, urisim oisoi, uzchartem, eskol mitzvahis Hashem. You will remember all of the commandments of Hashem. Vasisim oisom. Zechira, remembering, comes to asiya, comes to doing. And to that we end with our question, with Pasha Shlach. The Meraglim, they go and say Lashon Hara, and speak slander and gossip of the land of Eretz Yisrael, of Hashem's land. And the parasha ends with tzitzis, with our parasha of tzitzis. Is there a connection? I would like to say there is. Because Chazal tell us, our sages tell us, that tzitzis had the tchelis on it. The tchelis, that color, the bluish color, is doima l'yam, reminds us of the yam, of the sea. The sea reminds us of the rakia, of the heavens. The heavens reminds us of the kisei hakavod, of the heavenly throne of Hashem. Hashem is telling us, giving us a message here. Why does a person come to speak Lashon Hara? Why does a person come to sin? Because they forgot about me up there. If they would remember, Uzchartem, Vasisem, remember, Uzchartem, remember, and then you'll do. Hashem gave us a gift of tzitzis, to constantly remember His existence. They're on all four sides of us. Uzchartem, Vasisem. Hashem gave us this gift. And that's why I believe specifically at the end of Parshas Shlach, when we have the downfall of the Ma'isim Meraglim of the 10 spies, which affected all of Klal Yisrael even to this day, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of tzitzis. Uzchartem v'asisem. We should merit to remember and to do.